BB-8 is adorable, and his reactions to different things in the movie. Like, he has special reactions for any scene that he's in.
You're a grown man, Derek.
He really hates Kylo Ren. Like, it's fun. It's different. I don't know any place else where you can do this.
You're a grown man that sits and watches a movie with a robot.
With a droid. With a droid. It's not a robot. It's a droid.
A toy.
Well, it has a lot of personality. And that is about all the time that we have for this week. Next week, we will be back with Thing That Happened. I'm saving mine for next week's because...
Mine's really good.
It's that good.
Strippers.
Yeah. Oh, everyone likes hamburger.
And I don't think we talk enough about strippers.
Hamburger helper.
I know your story.
Until then, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then. At 91.5 FM, it would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccup shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Phil. We have Adam and the Most going to be performing in Studio D around 10:30 here in Medford, Mass. But in the meantime, I figured I would start everything off with a classic. Hope you like it. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Should we bring back the firing squad? 74% say yes.
WMFO. Yeah. There you go. That's the cover of Dirty Water from The Lines, because that song has been playing through my head pretty much all day today. However, the original band is not from Boston. So, you know, good thing The Lines came up with that idea to actually have a Boston band do that song in 1984. Anyway, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Phil. We have Adam and the Most setting up in Studio D. I am looking through the window right now, seeing equipment being moved and all of that business. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that in about an hour or so. But meanwhile, I figured I would dedicate this next block to the winners of the preliminary nights of the Rock and Roll Rumble. Since we are on the day of rest today, I figured it would be the right thing to do to get these bands their due, at least on the radios. And so night one went to Weekend Friends, so it only makes sense that I start everything off with this. 91.5 WMFM.
So say what you want, you know that I'll play along to whatever you've got planned for me.
I
91.5 WMFO. You're listening on the Tone of Mikey D, and that was just a block of Rock and Roll Rumble preliminary winners. We started it off with Weekend Friends with One Yet. They won Sunday night. Monday night went to Analog Heart. I played Come Alive from the brand new record, Sun, Here I Come. And last night, Salem Wolves emerged victorious, so I played Peach, their latest single. All right, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Like I said, Adam and the Most is... Ooh, I'm seeing Mike set up in Studio D for Adam and the Most. So this is going to be a good time, everybody. Stick around. In about an hour, they'll be playing some live music for you. All right, so I came across this disc here in the WMFO archives. Well, can't say it's an archive because it's brand new stuff. But anyway, here it is. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. suffer falls. You're coming out party set, debutante balls. Matriculate like mine bound canaries. Feel older daily and
WMFO. That's The Life Electric with the title track from their brand new record, The Real You. It is out on Bandcamp right now. Before that, I had Bent Shapes, who just today started their Wolves of Want tour. I played New Starts and Old Dominion. Jen Trinan gave you Washington Hotel, and I started that off with Frumpy Grumpy from Butterscott from the the next record called A Somewhat Disappointing Contractually Obligated Follow-Up. Sounds about right. Anyway, you're listening to On the Tone with Mikey D. I'm Phil. Adam and the Most is getting ready in Studio D, probably about another 45 minutes. And along with the new stuff, I figured I would play something new to start this block off. So enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, you call me up. You got me running like a spider in a bathtub. Age is calling out. Don't you know I'm just a child with a big mouth? Keep your lessons learned. And bridges burned. Wait your turn. Sell your shoes for gold that you can't hold till you get old. And you can call me warrior. Then turn
$100 the other day. No one noticed it was gone, but I couldn't keep the guilt at bay. Asked a friend for forgiveness, I just couldn't carry on. She said to me, you haven't lost your way, you'll be fine, you know what you did was wrong. Into God just yesterday. He hadn't slept, needed a shave. He asked me, boy, how did I get this way? Where's the beauty in this awful mess I've made?
Nobody gives a damn.